I'm Celeste Headley. This is On Second Thought. Hospitals may soon stock breathalyzers as standard equipment, but not because they want to know how much alcohol you've consumed. A scientist at the Georgia Tech Research Institute has found a new way to detect lung and breast cancer in its early stages by using a special type of breathalyzer. We spoke with Georgia Tech research scientist Catherine Bayer back in February. Here's a part of that conversation.
So first of all, when I say breathalyzer, are we really talking about the thing most of us see, like on when you watch Cops or something, that you put in your mouth and breathe into it?
Well, it depends on what you're trying to detect. For some things, yes, it will be something like that, where it's a sensor that will detect the breath. But for diseases like cancer, we don't want to do it that way. We've been told by the medical community that they don't want that. They don't want you to sit at your kitchen table and say, I have cancer. They want to know. So it's being designed right now for cancer as a laboratory test that can then, the doctor can look at the data and the results, and he can come back to you and say, yes, you have cancer. Here's our plan of attack.
But it's still something, if you go to the hospital to get tested, you're still basically just breathing into a tube.
Correct.
What is the machine looking for? Are there actual cells that are coming out of my breath that are cancerous?
No, we're actually looking at what are volatile organic compounds. These are compounds that vaporize easily into the air. And when your body does its metabolic processes that are going on, it releases different kinds of compounds. Some of those are very volatile, and those are released into the blood. And how the blood gets rid of those is by bringing them out through your lungs. And so that's what we detect.
So does that mean that it's easier to detect lung cancer this way?
It should be, yes. We have done lung cancer, and we're 75% accurate in our small pilot studies. We've also done breast cancer, and we're 95% accurate with breast cancer.
Holy cow.
And we can differentiate between the two cancers, 88% accuracy.
That's really amazing. I mean, especially in terms of the research we have now that shows mammograms are really not good at detecting cancer at all. When you talk about detecting with, 98% accuracy of breast?
95% of breast.
95%. How early are we talking?
We don't know yet because our studies are too small. Our study mixed the population from stage 1 through stage 4. So we don't have the statistical basis at the moment to say this is a stage where we can detect. This is all research that still has to be done.
How do you test that? In other words, do you just take a group of people where the tester has no idea which person has cancer and which doesn't and gives them all the test?
Long term. I mean, our original studies, the studies we've done so far, we have known who has what. We have a control group and we have a cancer group. And this is prior to treatment. You know, you're almost a ghoul. You know, they find out they have cancer and we say, hi, will you participate in our test? And, you know, most people are more than ready. I mean, it's not quite that bad, but almost.
Scientists often have to, you know, do unsavory things in the interest of science, right?
Correct.
So how exactly does the breathalyzer work? You say that it's detecting volatile compounds, but how can it be that accurate? Are there certain things that are showing up in the breath that are only present when one has a specific kind of cancer?
Well, actually, we may have identified one specific biomarker at this point in time for breast cancer. We're trying to confirm that right now, but that isn't really how we're doing it. It's a pattern recognition. We're collecting as many as 350 to 400 compounds. A portion of them are very important. They are the pattern signature. And some are more concentrated, some are less concentrated as the cancer proceeds. But they do seem to be specific to certain cancers.
And when you say that something is 95% accurate, that means if you test 100 people, 5 of them will get a false detection of cancer, or 5 of them you won't detect it and they do have cancer? What is that 5%?
That's correct. It's probably a false positive or false negative that would happen. But we're not pushing this as a pure diagnostic. And there's no cancer that's done with a single modality test. The most valuable thing for this is to make it a screening technology. You go in for your
physical,
the doctor tests you. It comes back and says, I think there might be a problem. Then we tell you to go and do the mammogram, do the ultrasound, you know, go through the process. It's just right now it adds a step in front that is totally non-invasive that can be done as often as necessary because there's no radiation or anything like that. And so we can just keep doing it. The other advantage is over time, the doctor's able to build a database on you.
I'm assuming that it's much cheaper than what our standard tests are. Is that an accurate assumption?
Our estimate once we finish commercializing it is that probably about $100 a test.
Which is really cheap.
Right.
Especially if you actually look at what your insurance company is paying for a mammogram.
Correct.
How long is the road before we actually get to where I might go into my doctor's office and have them give me a breathalyzer for cancer?
It'd be a while. I mean, I'm not sure how many years. I mean, there's some things that we can do, such as we can detect hydration status, and we're hoping to commercialize that within a couple of years. But for cancer, it's going to be a while. You have to get FDA approval. You have to get the medical community to accept it and be comfortable with it.
And each doctor has to buy their own instrument.
Well, now, actually, the way we're doing this, and that's another reason not to go to a full sensor system, is we have a very inexpensive device, basically a Teflon bulb with what's called a rapid passive sampler inside. And that means it's a device that collects the air quickly, so they breathe through it, and then that's sent back to a laboratory, my laboratory or clinical laboratory. And you
just
do the analysis of it.
Just a disposable little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty useful.
Right, and that's one way we've brought the cost down versus a doctor having to buy something that's expensive, that he might have to learn how to make. A patient, some of the sensor things that are held in the hand. If a patient drops it, it's broken.
So, remind me how important it is to catch cancer at an early stage. Does it depending on which kind of cancer we're talking about, whether it be lung or breast, is it not a matter of life and death if you catch it early?
Yes, it can be. Especially with lung cancer, it can be.
So when you continue with testing and discover that this may actually allow you to detect cancer at a very early stage, that could be pretty revolutionary.
Correct.
Where are you in terms of your testing? What's your next battery of tests that you need to do?
Well, we actually right now are working on early detections of Parkinson's. Through the breath. We are funded by the Michael J. Fox Foundation with Emory University Neurodegenerative Center. Dr. Malu Tanzi is my partner in this. And we're seeing we can detect the presence of a unique signature for Parkinson's. And then we'll back up and see how early we can detect the presence of Parkinson's.
A portion of my conversation with Catherine Bayer, a principal research scientist at the Georgia Tech Research Institute. I talked to her about a new breathalyzer that might be able to detect cancer. That's our show for today. I'm Celeste Headley, but before I go, one more chance to support On Second Thought today and support GPB and all the other great programming that you get here. It makes you smarter. So it's worth a donation, isn't it? Any donation you can give, any amount, is really, really important and very much appreciated. It just takes a phone call or a click of the mouse. Here's how you can be a sustaining member, and thank you.